Bunny's got land where the bluebells they do grow. There lived a fair young maiden all in the valley low. All day long a herding sheep upon the banks of Clyde, and though her lot and life was low, she was the village pride. Till an officer from Paisley Town rode out to foul one day, and he wandered to that lonely spot where Mary's cottage lay. And many's the time he came that way, and did he visit pay, until his fond heart and flattering tongue soon won her heart away. At last he came to visit her, and his face was dark with woe, saying, "Mary, dearest Mary, far from you I must go. Our regiment received the rout, and I to duty yield. I must forget these lowland glens for India's burning field. Oh, Henry, dearest Henry, you know you've won my heart. So take me as your wedded wife, for from you I can't part. Though highland glens and lowland fields, they are my heart's desire. It's as your servant I will go, dressed up in man's attire." He dressed her up in soldier's clothes, got off her golden hair. And who would think a soldier's coat could hide a form so rare? He took her unto Paisley Town, and much they wondered there at the beautiful and young recruit that looked so sweet and fair. The ladies all admired her as they stood on parade, but little they thought a soldier's coat could conceal so fair a maid. They soon crossed o'er the raging seas and o'er the burning sand. No tongue could tell what Mary endured through India's trackless land. But when the day of trial came on upon the battle, battlefield. She saw the English troops give way and to the Indians yield. She saw her true love was cut down, a sword had pierced his side. But from his post he never flinched, but where he stood he died. She raised him from the bloody ground, and in her arms did press. And as she strove to close his wound, a bolt passed through her breast. But is this couple loved in life? In death they love the same. And as their fond heart's blood ran cold,